With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast where we do a quiz, we have a chat, we squeeze in an advert break, and we repeat the whole thing all over again, Monday to Friday, forever. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Friday, and on a Friday, our subject is chosen by our guest. It's a very clever format twist, and it also just really helps out Duncan with the questions. Our guest today is comedian Jessica Foster Q. Jessica, are you ready to talk breakfast?
I was born ready to talk breakfast.
There are 15 points on offer, and our subject is, of course, breakfast. Question number one. Oh, this is such a good question. What time does McDonald's serve breakfast until in the UK?
Oh, I feel like this changed quite recently.
It has changed quite recently.
I love McDonald's breakfast so much. It's probably like pretty much the only thing I like from there. And I'm not fussy, but sausage egg McMuffin.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I think it's recently gone to 11 a.m. and I think it used to be earlier than that. I'm going to go for 11 a.m.
Absolutely 100% correct. You really do like that sausage and egg McMuffin.
I haven't had one for years. I don't eat meat anymore, but yeah.
But you know what time the cutoff point is.
Yeah, I do know what time the cutoff point is. I'm still, something very deep inside me, in my very core, is very much paying attention to that.
You even knew that it changed.
I did.
Question number two. In which US city was the Eggs Benedict invented?
Oh, that's a really good question. I haven't got a clue. Eggs Benedict. I'm going to go for LA.
The correct answer is actually New York. We think they were, well, all stories about the invention of the Eggs Benedict are around Wall Street and New York in sort of 1894.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Very clever. Question number three. Which breakfast item has its own throwing championships held in Ramsbottom every year since the 80s?
Ramsbottom in Kent. So if this had been an American thing, I was going to go for a pancake of some sort. But in Ramsbottom, I really think people are throwing a sausage.
So close. Black pudding is the answer.
Okay.
It's the World Black Pudding Throwing Championships.
Beautiful.
We'll go. We'll go one day.
I don't like black pudding, so I don't mind them wasting it by throwing it.
Okay, good. Question number four. In what decade were Kellogg's Pop-Tarts introduced?
That's a good one. So I was a kid in the late 80s and 90s, and they were definitely around by then. I'm going to just guess at 70s.
Jess, it's the 60s. The answer is 1964. Question number five. What crustacean, this is interesting, what crustacean replaces bacon to turn Eggs Benedict into Eggs Neptune?
Crustacean. Who's having a crustacean
there? I know. It would be quite the decadent hangover order, wouldn't it? Can I get the Eggs Neptune? Okay.
The Eggs Neptune. You know that you went to snazzy school, don't you?
Yeah.
If you've ever heard of an Eggs Neptune.
Yeah, I've never even heard.
I'll say oysters in that case.
It's actually crab meat.
Okay.
So if you get an Eggs Neptune, you're getting a crab meat, eggs, and then I guess a muffin. Yes.
Yeah.
And then the hollandaise, of course. Question number six. Translating to a mixture, What Mediterranean egg dish concerns poached eggs in tomatoes, peppers, onion and garlic, and then spiced with cumin, paprika, cayenne and nutmeg?
I think it's called a shakshuka.
It is indeed. The answer is shakshuka. Question number 7. What is the French word for mushrooms?
I mean, I definitely know this. And I'm annoyed that it hasn't leapt to me immediately. Oh, cripes. I really do know that I know this somewhere.
Oh, my God. How is your French? So are we harking back to GCSE school French?
Yeah, I had a French boyfriend when I was a teenager. I worked in a hotel.
Did you never?
It was run by French people. I had a French boyfriend. It made me really good at French for a bit.
Did you never ask him for mushrooms?
I never asked him for any mushrooms, actually.
and he never offered.
It's completely gone.
Okay, the correct answer is champignon.
Champignon, of course. Champignon. Oh, God, that's really embarrassing. I 100% knew that. Oh,
I don't want that to ruin your day. Maybe order them in the CAF in French later, just to really get that back in your life. Question number 8. According to the nursery rhyme, where does the muffin man live?
Dear,
do you know the muffin man, the muffin man, the muffin man?
The muffin man. No, I don't know the muffin man. I've got no idea where he lives.
Yeah, but that's Brighton. But that is the melody. So I think Brighton.
Yeah. Surely.
He's a bit. He, you know what?
He sounds like a Sussex lad.
The muffin man is making a lot more money than anyone I know. He lives on Drury Lane.
Oh, does he now?
Good for him. Correct answer, Drury Lane. Question number 9. True or false, Jessica? Danish pastries originate from Denmark.
Oh, this is so interesting, actually. I'll say false.
Oh, no, it's true.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Danish bakers.
I can't even get the ones where I've got a 50% chance of getting right.
Danish bakers went on strike in 1850, forcing local bakery owners to hire workers from other countries. So then new traditions and methods were introduced, and then the strike was resolved, and then Danish pastries were better than ever. So I love a Danish. The next 3 questions have multiple correct answers. For 1 point, can you name any cereal made by Nestle? Those, bastards. Sorry.
I believe that Nestle make Cheerios.
They do. They do, in fact, make Cheerios. They make shredded wheat as well. Clusters, golden nuggets, golden grahams, curiously cinnamon. Nesquik. But then that's, of course, Lion's cereal, Toffee Crisp, Go Free, and a Cookie Crisp. Question number 11 for 2 points. According to a 2017 YouGov poll, bacon is the most important element of a full English breakfast with an 89% approval rating. Can you name 2 of the other top 5 items?
Eggs?
Correct. 65%. It's at the bottom, though.
Oh, is it?
Of the other top 5 items.
Sausage.
Sausage is right there, number 1, 82%. No, I mean bacon's number 1. Sausage is just underneath it.
Got it. What else was that?
Do you want to have a go at the other 2?
Hash brown?
No, let's not get fancy.
Okay.
That's just the McDonald's breakfast coming back into your head again.
True.
Beans are there.
Right.
And it ends with toast. Lovely.
Got it.
For 3 points, question number 12. Can you name 3 of the top 10 coffee-producing countries?
Hey, that's interesting. Kenya?
Kenya is not here. Kenya is incorrect. Oh, wow.
Colombia?
Colombia is here. Number 3. You got 1 more guess for 1 more point.
Ethiopia.
Beautiful. Number 5, Jessica. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You could have also had Vietnam, number 2. Indonesia's number 4. Number 6 is Honduras. Number 7, India. Uganda's 8. Mexico's 9. And Guatemala is 10.
Oh, lovely.
And number 1 is, do you want to guess?
I've got a clue.
Brazil is number 1.
Brazil.
Your score at the end of your random Friday, which was all about breakfast, is 7 points, Jessica Foster Q. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We'll do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
I like how animated you become talking about breakfast. How important is breakfast to you?
It's quite interesting, isn't it, that when we've spoken about anything to do with eating, I've really come to life. I've really come into my own. Breakfast is like, well, to be honest, do you know what? It's, do you know the old like adage that they still teach in schools sometimes, and sometimes in like kids' body books, they still say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
It's like this. That's absolute rubbish, you know.
No.
Yeah, it totally is. Like now nutritionists and dietitians believe that it's just important to eat when you're hungry. You shouldn't force something down. Mm. If you're not hungry, you can wait till you're hungry and then eat something. It's really interesting, I think, because it's one of those things that's like sewn into our DNA, a solid fact. And my kid said it to me. He was like, it's most important. And I was like, what? And he's got it from this book about the body. And I was like, it is actually. Like, I think all the meals are really important. It's just important to always have a bit of fuel.
It's important to have fuel, exactly.
Yeah, no, I love breakfast. Like, I love all the things you can have for a breakfast.
What did you have for breakfast today?
I had a bit of avocado. Oh, yeah. And a soft-boiled egg on a bit of whole grain sourdough toast.
Sorry, but that sounds bloody brilliant.
Thank you very much. I had it with a bit of smoked salt and loads of cracked black pepper.
Oh, yeah, you did. God, yeah, I knew this was going to make me hungry.
And
of course, your podcast, Hoovering, is all about food. The consumption of food, the making of food, how food
is about eating. It's more about eating than it is about food. I think there's enough stuff in the world about food. Mm. I think everybody can say, like, almost everyone I know would go, oh, my God, yeah, I'm really into food. But I think it's a lot more complicated to say I really like eating.
Yes. No, I love that it's about eating.
Yeah. So I try and focus on eating more than the food itself. So I eat something together with my guest and then we get into it. And sometimes it's silly and sometimes it's quite serious. And yeah, it's interesting.
Okay. I mean, if you're not hungry by now, I don't know what's wrong with you. I have to go and eat now. Thank you so much, Jessica, for your random
Thanks
Friday quiz.
Me.
You were wonderful.
I've loved it. Thanks for having me.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat, complete for another week. We'll go again on Monday for another general knowledge round. If you missed any episodes this week and you need something to occupy your brain for 15 minutes, go back and catch up while watering the plants or just having a rest. Feel free to spend your entire weekend with us, and we'll be back on Monday.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.